great day dawned when the Imperial Air had officially accepted Centaurus, and we were instructed to proceed to deliver it to Alexandria. Skipper planned to fly from Rochester down to Bordeaux, Bordeaux, Marseille, Marseille, Rome, etc. But the morning before we were due to leave, we had a signal say that we were to go into Southampton, and took off earlier because this would delay us, and we landed in Southampton. And there we found that we were due to take on the Christmas, a part of the Christmas mail which had already collected on the way to deliver it out to Alexandria for onward distribution to the Far East and South Africa. It was quite fun, really, landing in Southampton because it was dark. It was the first time we'd done a night landing in the flying boat, and but you know, Egglesfield was such a good pilot, he could do that sort of thing with no trouble at all. Eventually moored, and we had this barge come alongside. I say barge, but you know, it was just a motorboat, really. And who was on board but our traffic director, and Dennis Handover. He was there with this mail and a couple of other fellows and a couple of loaders, and then they sort of proceeded to load the mail, and I had to organize the loading system because they hadn't signaled me in advance telling me what load it was. It was only by checking the papers on arrival and checking the system that the traffic director wanted organized, because I hadn't been instructed on this. This all-up mail, it wasn't an all-up mail, it was just the forerunner of the Christmas mail peak loads. But anyway, we got it all loaded. But the strange thing was, though, is here I got the traffic director slinging mail bags into the aircraft while I was seeing where they were put. We left the next morning from Southampton and went from there down to Bordeaux to Marseille, Marseille down to Lake Bretiano, which was again a new place for landing in at Rome, and then from there down to Brindisi, and Brindisi down to Athens. Night stopped in Marseille on the first, I think, and then the second one we night stopped in Athens. I remember that because during the night something happened. I'm not quite certain, but the local police came demanding passports of the crew, and I made out I hadn't got them because I didn't want them to lose them, and finished up by agreeing that I would produce the passports the following morning down at the airport before we left. And that seemed to quieten things down, but in the morning I discovered that the steward and the flight engineer, because we carried a flight engineer on their way out, they had sampled the delights of Athens while they were having it. They had been picked up by the local police, but we got them away all right. I had early on been out with the crew because the skipper said, let's go and have a drink on the in the town. So I had joined them, and quite honestly, I'd had all that I wanted too. And the trip the following morning down from Athens through Souda Bay and Crete, and then down to Alexandria, we were flying into a headwind all the way of about 30 miles an hour, and the skipper decided he was going to fly low. And flying low, we bounced like mad, of course, and it seemed almost as though the waves are coming up and slapping the bottom of the flying boat. I didn't enjoy the trip because of my head, but how the poor old steward on flight engineer coped, I just don't know, because they really did tie on a load that previous night. I don't really remember what happened after arriving in Alexandria, except that I finished off my report and gave it to the station superintendent. I might have been the area manager, I don't know now, for forwarding to the traffic manager. This report was supposed to be information from which they would draw up the rules and guidance for the purposes who were being created as a new job and new vacancy with the introduction of the C-class flying boats. The duties of the purser were not defined in any way, and as a result of my report and also that of Clive Adams, who had come out on Canopus somewhat months or so earlier, I gather the two reports would be all scrutinised, and the drill and the responsibilities of the purser would be promulgated. I never really heard anything at all about it. Nobody ever said thanks for your report, and I didn't see any instructions issued to the new rank of purser. In any case, the title purser seemed to disappear very quickly, and they just became flight clerks.